Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Today's show. Today is the 21st of January, 2021. It's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 0, 2, 1. It's all ones and twos today. It's so funny when you see things written out and you're like, wow, that just actually looks cool. So today is our Dream Theme Thursday. It is time for dreams. I have a lot of them, so let's just hope I make it through all of them, and if I don't, I will try to get to you next week. So we have the first one is actually on the I Dig Your Soul podcast page on Facebook, and it's from Maria. And she says, good morning, Nadia. Please, if there is time, I had a dream. I only remember the middle part of it. Sorry, it is a bit long. It was rainy and dull day. We were in a city with lots of traffic and people around, adults, children. It was very busy. At one point, I have to cross the road to get to the other side. There was so much traffic that if I waited, it could have taken me a long time to cross. I saw the right moment to do it, but just for an instant, I had to stop. Everything went from quick to slow motion or both at the same time. I noticed that my right-hand side next to me, there was a young girl. She was blonde with blue eyes, wearing a white dress, and she was around 7 or 9 years old. She was waiting to cross the road as well. I think she was with a group of children and adults who were also waiting to cross, but she was like disconnected from them. So without hesitation, I took hold of her hand and told her, come on, let's cross now. We did. All this happened in a second. Then she started to follow me. I stopped and asked her, wait, where are your parents and family? She said something like she didn't have parents. I took her with me. Few more things happened in the dream that I can't remember. Then we were in a council or in some sort of official place. Looking at her, I knew that she became a part of my life. There was one feeling. I wanted to adopt her, and she wanted me to. My words, thoughts were heard and accepted by the council people, like all at once. No paperwork required. Our hearts were full. End of dream. Thank you, Nadia. P.S. I feel embarrassed to share it, but that could be my ego, right? Well, never feel embarrassed. What does the ego do? It tries to stop us from greater knowledge, from greater love. It looks like it's the little pusher in there, but it's not a destination. I can't say that enough. Ego is a teacher. It's not a destination. The destination is you learning how to overcome the stuff that wants to get in your way whenever you're trying to do anything new. But this dream is extremely interesting because it's telling you two things. The first thing it's telling you is that you are great at being in the moment, thinking in the moment, taking charge in the moment. You're not the person right now in your life that's going to go home and say, hey, I wish I did that. You're going to be the person who actually did it. So that's the first thing. And the second part of it is, I know it involves adopting a child, but what it's telling you is that now that you're in the moment and you can see things for what they are in the moment, you are ready to birth new life into your own life. And not little things, big things, because bringing a person in and adapting them, because, you know, once you've raised a child or had a child, you know that having a child is a ton of work. Your entire life, whether you are an attentive parent or you spend a lot of your energy not being attentive, because it takes a lot of energy to actually detach from a child. So you're saying, I'm ready to take on something really big in life. I'm ready for that rebirth. I'm ready to face my challenges. This morning, one of the thoughts that kept going through my mind was that every challenge we have is a chisel. If that makes sense to you, every challenge is a chisel. What is a chisel? It keeps knocking at something, knocking at something, knocking at something until it gets to its beauty, until it gets to its form. And you're just like, hey, ton of traffic, I'll still wait my turn. I could stay here all day or I could take a chance. Oh, this child needs help, needs guidance. They're a child. That's why I know it's something you are birthing. You are ready to take something bigger on. It's funny. Dreams that have like two or three lines, like I dreamed blah, blah, happened, and then, and I could go on for a half an hour. And then you get a dream that has so much detail, and the more detail it has, the clearer it is that, hey, I'm ready. I'm in the moment. I can think fast right now. I am ready for not change in my life, but additions to my life. Kind of like my life, but now I like it so much, I have gotten to a place where I can take on more. Whether that more is a new job or self-employment or changing the structure of your family or deciding you want to move, or whatever it is your family dynamics are, your work dynamics are, how you feel about your own life, what you want to add, and maybe tackling things in your life that you have always wanted to do and just kept thinking when the kids grow up or when I grow up or when I feel good, or, you know, how, all the reasons that we put things off. Super interesting, right? But great dream. And it's young and bright and all you see is a good future in it. You just had to be kind of told that you're ready for it. And notice that the normal things of opposition, like, you know, when you want to adopt someone, they come and they check out your home, they check out your finances, they check out your character, your integrity. I mean, they go through you like a fine-tooth comb. But because you were ready for it and it all was apparent, they basically said, this child is yours. Here, take it. This dream is yours. Here, take it. This new addition to your life is yours. Here, take it. Because it's there, and it's there for you. So, awesome dream. Now you have a second dream. It says, good morning, Nadia. Please, if there is time, my daughter just told me of another dream that she had, was laughing about it. Please read hers before mine if that, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I try not to read them until I do them, so I didn't know. Mine can wait for another time. All right, look at moms giving up their spot. She was in the kitchen watching her own self as a 5 or 6 years old playing outside, pushing her toy buggy with her little doll inside. She smiled to see herself happily playing. Then her own young self was inside with her in the kitchen, sitting on a chair at the table in a strange way, with one leg folded under her body and the other leg high up, stretched, resting on the wall. My daughter started to laugh. She found it funny because a young version of herself got very upset because of it and started shouting and telling the old version of herself to stop laughing, while her little face got very red. End of dream. Okay, So here we go. First of all, I want you guys to notice both mother and daughter dreamed of young children. One was not her own, and one was actually the person. When we dream of our younger selves, it means we understand that we have grown up. We understand that we're an adult now. No matter how old we are, we see ourselves that way. That, oh, there's a separation between old me and new me, but look at old me getting mad. This dream is a perspective dream where you are looking through a perspective of how you view yourself as a growing soul. When you can see how you behaved as a child, what does that do to us? That immediately makes us look at how we're behaving now. So let's say now I want to throw a fit about something. And then I say, oh, I'm like that the way I was when I was younger. But I don't need to do that now. That was actually kind of silly, wasn't it? Throwing a fit, fighting against the parent or the person. But both characters had to be you to say, hey, look at how much you've grown, that you could laugh at what you're doing. Because imagine if you couldn't. You may have dreams about fighting your parents, fighting your coworkers, fighting your partner, fighting your siblings, fighting your relatives. But you're not fighting anyone. You're watching your little self fight for God knows what, right? Because when we're little, sometimes we just feel attacked or overly taken care of. Sometimes we do that. It's actually kind of funny, right? When we see ourselves younger. And you know what? This is one of your best growth dreams you'll ever have. It's one of those that you don't forget, because every time you're faced with a new situation and you start to think, well, how will I deal with this? You can laugh about how you would have dealt with it, but the bigger message here is that not only have you dealt with it that way, but you say, but how would I do that now? Because my mind is different now, bigger now, better now. So I hope that that gives you some clarity, and I'm happy that you are laughing at yourself, because that tells you that you allow for your own growth. You're like this person who just crossed the bridge and you landed in this new territory of self-acceptance, and you're like, hey, I could do that now, and I could do that now. And you can. You have a sense of humor. You have perspective. Your mom is up there in her dream ready for accepting a whole new challenge in life. And you are accepting yourself. I would even go as far as saying, I mean, the fact that I got these two dreams from two family members is that there's a lot of growing going on in your family, each of you individually, by just doing things together, learning together, growing together, understanding that you need to, facing issues, that your dreams are now saying, okay, good job. Good job. More to come. More to come. So enjoy. And let me know. If something new comes up, let us know. I always love to hear. Sometimes people will let me know a year later, and I'll be like, wow. They'll be like, how did you know? And I'll go, I didn't. But God did. But God did. Because God does. And for whatever reason, and it's a gift. I don't have any way of explaining it anymore, and I stopped trying. But it's a gift. And it's fun sharing it. So thank you for your dreams. So I have a couple more. Here's one. Dear Nadia, here goes a dream. Here goes a dream. A dream if you have time. I was painting some paintings. Some needed to be fixed a bit, and some I thought were okay. One of them reminded me of my first painting long time ago. It was a dark painting, but impactful and emotional. My mom said to me to fix one painting, but I didn't want to. On the paintings, I saw feet. I wasn't sure 100%, but I thought it was Christ on the painting. Thank you, as always. Isn't that funny? That presence of God never goes away. Even if you see feet, the energy of thinking it's God, even when you're talking about a dark painting. You're like, yeah, but I kind of feel God in there. Why would you think that? Because even in darkness, there will always be light. And it's telling you that today, with whatever you're going through or why, whatever it is, you're going to be okay. You're just gonna be okay. The reason we don't try a lot of things is because we are scared to fail. The reason we don't get to the other point sometimes is because we never did it before or thought it before. It's like a new thought, this new kid on the block. You're like, hey, I never thought I could before. What makes me start now? I won't be able to do that. I was never able to do that. Ego, 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 ego talk. Language, feelings. So what happened? Why would you dream these dreams? And then you're done with it and you're like, yeah, it was a little dark. Yeah, even my mom said so. See, I had validation. But then I look at this painting and I feel God. I feel Christ. I think there's something good there. Maybe I'm missing the point. And we miss the point when we don't trust our own gut feelings. Our gut feelings, literally, the actual compass, if you were to hold a compass in your hand. And it's like, go over there. And you're like, no, I want to go over there. Why do you want to go over there? This is where you belong. No, that's not big enough for me. I want that shiny new penny over there. No, don't do that. Okay, I see you doing it. Oh, there you go. Now you're trying. Whoop, they hit a wall. Ha ha, now I'll tell them how stupid they are. That's ego. But then when you trust your gut, that just feels way too easy. Like, oh, well, I'll just transition over here and maybe I won't learn anything. Don't feel challenged. But you don't know what the challenges are of being yourself. And I will tell you, being ourselves in a world that's designed on facades, it's super hard. So your dream is saying, follow the light. Instead of looking at that painting and seeing what's dark and wrong and bad, and then with validation, so you have a support team of people who will go with you, you poor thing. So not only is it your ego, but you're living in their egos too. But ask yourself, what was my first feeling? Did I think I could get that job? Did I think I could do that? Did I think I could move? Did I think I could date that person? Do I think I could get married? Do I really believe those things in heart? Or do I not believe them and I'm out there trying to get what I don't believe in because I feel like if I don't, it will just fulfill my self-fulfilling prophecy of nothing ever works out for me. Be careful who your support team is. And it starts with you and what you allow. It doesn't mean don't listen to your mom. Consider what your mom will say. But by now, you already know that there are people who help you stay where you're at and not grow because they too may be scared of their own growth. Maybe they too are not there yet. Maybe they too gave up something. This is where Christ always says, pay attention to paying attention. Pay attention to paying attention. Ask yourself, and be honest, what was my first instinct? And then walk it through and see what happens. Because that's what your dream is telling you. Oh, here we go. I got one more dream, and let's see how much time. I think we can do it. Got 9 minutes. So, hi, Nadia. My dreams have been quite odd recently. The other day, I dreamt I ate eggs, opened a second serving, and there were two ducks, male and female. I tried to care for them, but they independently took off into the wild. Then two kittens came back to stay with me. And also male and female, one brown and the other blue-gray. I thought it was the ducks, much makes sense of it. Anyway, I was happy they had come. Much love. So this dream, it's an interesting dream because in pregnancy, right, an egg gets fertilized. And then the fact that they had a second serving of eggs, so they had two, and all of a sudden they had two ducks. You know how they have like the big mommy duck and then the little ducks follow? So you get, that's where the ducks come from, that you have children and they will follow you, male and female. But you tried to care for them, but they independently took off. But then two different animals came back to stay with you. So this is saying that for now, it's not time for you to have your own. But you can adopt others. A lot of times, at least for today, this doesn't mean it's true for tomorrow, that you'll never have children and, oh, this dream and it told me that. No. It just says, not ready today. Kind of ready, you're thinking about it, but there's a lot more ducks, no pun intended, that you need to have in a row before you have this addition in your life. So they took off and knew that they needed to take care of themselves, which may be like the loss of a child. And it happens a lot, believe it or not, in first pregnancies, because the body itself, after years of not giving birth, I too had like four pregnancies, but I had two children in my life. So I lost two and I kept one in the beginning and one in the end of having my children. So my children technically are middle children to these pregnancies. However, that being said, I really thought I was ready. I really wanted to have a child when I was pregnant the first time. I was super excited when I thought I was pregnant. Then I was at work one day and I wasn't sure that I was, but I had it inside of me and I hadn't told anyone yet, but I thought, oh. But then while I was at work, I miscarried and it took 4 hours for that to happen. In those 4 hours, I understood, in a weirdest way, sacrifice. The one thing we learn pregnant, not after the baby comes, pregnant, is sacrifice. What we are willing to do, willing to go through, willing to watch our body go through, have everything feel different from how we smell, to what we eat, to what we want to eat, to how we sleep, And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I used to hear that people got pregnant and then before I knew it, they had the baby. Why didn't anyone tell me you go through all this stuff? And then believe me, it's never ending. Didn't make the pregnancy bad. I enjoyed being pregnant. But until your body can acclimate to those hormones that are just the surging and those cravings and that need to sleep because your body needs to form and it takes a lot of energy. And so here you were. You had them, but you weren't ready for them. And they took care of themselves. But then two different kind of animals, two different children, let's say, or three or four, came back to stay with you. And you were happy. I know this person, not, you know, every day, but I've met a couple of times in life. More than that, more than a couple times, a lot of times. And it's just saying, hey, you're happy today. Whatever you have going on in your life, if you were to really think about it and not pay attention to what's not working and just take a deep breath and talk about what is working, you will find out you are happy. And it's funny that in your dream, because, you know, I always say women are born with the eggs that they have and end up being children. We are born with them. They don't just create as we're growing. And I say that for the males in the audience because when I was older, I found that out. So the older we get, the older our eggs get, which is why as we get older, it's probably not in our best interest to have children if we still can, like over 50 or some people even at 55, because you have to make sure that that child will be okay. But when you're younger, you ate the eggs. You didn't fertilize them. But you were great and happy. You didn't have to try to care for the kittens that came back. You just knew what to do because it gave you objectivity. But it all reels you back into you're already happy today and you can own that. You can own it. Today is as good a day as any to be happy in. I know that sounds funny, but sometimes we forget. We tend to forget that this moment is when we need to be happy. Happy doesn't show up tomorrow because tomorrow doesn't show up if you can't do it today. Ah, these dreams are so cool. And Maria writes in the chat, brilliant, thank you, Nadia, very reassuring, such a big push forward. Those two dreams, mother and daughter dreams, says a lot about your household, says a lot about your relationships, and says a lot about the energy that's swirling around. And all of them are about seeing the light of today. It is here, and it is available for the taking. You guys, I love you. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.